Month 3. Your thoughts create your reality. Let's start where you are now and let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Hold for the mental count of 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and release slowly. And taking another deep breath in, feeling more relaxed now as you settle your body into a comfortable position. And release slowly. This time we take another deep breath in and closing your eyes. And when you exhale, notice that your whole body keeps relaxing more and more. Taking another slow breath in as you continue to feel more calm, more peaceful, and even more at ease. And another deep breath in as you continue to relax and release. I want you to use your imagination. Imagine yourself lying on the grass in a soft green meadow. I want you to notice that the sun is shining gently down just the way you like it. Maybe you'll notice that there is an easy breeze blowing over your body. It's warm and comfortable, and you're feeling safe and secure. As you take another deep breath in, you continue to feel more comfortable and at ease. Beautiful flowers are blooming all around you. You can see the flowers moving gently in the breeze. And perhaps you notice a wonderful fragrance in the flowers. Now in your mind, I want you to stand up. Look over and see the beautiful mountain at the end of the meadow. Let's take a trip up that mountain. Look around and notice an easy flowing stream to the right of you. You are walking over to the stream. And you bend over and put your hand into the water. You notice the water is pure, clean, cool, and refreshing. Listen to the gentle flow of the rapids. Since the stream seems to come from the mountains, let's follow the stream up into the mountains. As we walk along, following the stream, we come to a pond at the head of the stream. I want you to bend over and put your hand into the water. And when you do, you will notice it is warm and very nice. In fact, it feels so refreshing and so enjoyable. And when you're ready, it's time to go and move on and continue up the mountain. As we climb, you can hear the birds chirping. And as we climb up further, you can smell the pine trees. And as we climb up further, once in a while you can see the meadow in small openings between the trees. We're halfway up the mountain now, and you're feeling so relaxed and at ease. As we walk up, we notice a fallen tree over the left side and we decide to stop and rest. The meadow below is in full view from here. Notice how beautiful the scene is. Rest a moment and take in the beautiful scene. And when you're ready, we will continue up, up into the mountain. I want you to imagine just how beautiful it will be at the top of the mountain. You will be able to look down at the meadow below. I want you to notice now that the breeze is still blowing gently, and you can notice the smell of small cedar trees as we're nearing the top of the mountain. Just a few steps more, and we'll be at the top. We will have achieved our goal. And we have finally made it. You can see a deep canyon on the other side, and from this side you can see the beautiful wide open meadow. It will be time to go back down in a few moments. But I want you to stop and notice the sun beginning to set on the hills on the left. And as you sit down, you feel wonderfully relaxed and very focused. Now that your body is relaxed, it's time to get your mind relaxed too. That's really what we want to do. When your mind's relaxed, you can really achieve anything you can think of. It is very easy to remain positive throughout your entire day once you understand what your mind needs and how to fill those needs at a moment's notice. Your mind is the vehicle that directs your life. The thoughts that you think are the direction your life will go in. If you feed your mind negative or fear-based thoughts, you will become negative or scarred. The thoughts that you focus on continually become the direction that creates your reality. So instead of fear and negativity, you need to feed your mind happiness, and that's how you become happy in turn. And that's exactly what we're going to do now. Because you want to, and because you know you can make changes to achieve your goals. I want you to take a moment right now and think about any car. Maybe it's the car that you drive to work every day. Maybe it's the car of your dreams. Maybe it's a car you've seen in a magazine, a car you've been thinking about, or a car that you would love to drive at some time in the future. Maybe it's a car you once did drive, or a car you were a passenger in. Think about it right now. And as you think about that car right now, you know instinctively it needs fuel in order to keep going. If it doesn't have fuel in its tank, it won't run. If you fail to refuel your car, it could run out of gas and break down. Your mind works quite in a similar way. You must feed it positive fuel in order for it to be able to operate in a positive manner. If you don't feed it what it needs, it can break down. You can do this easily throughout the day by reading books that inspire you, by listening to good music, by watching television programs that make you laugh, by meditating, by relaxing, spending time outdoors, enjoying the sunlight each day, feeding your brain every day and spending quality time with loved ones or with your animals. Think about what makes you happy or uplifted right now. What can you do on a daily basis, or probably even several times a day, that can bring you up? Whatever that is for you, consider it your personal positive fuel. Notice as you go through your day if you're feeling drained, down, or easily angered. Realize that this is your mind's way of telling you that you're running low on fuel. Before you get to the point of running completely empty, it's important to take time to refuel. As you get used to this process, you'll find yourself continually finding new ways that you can recharge yourself throughout the day. It's a process very similar to taking a cross-country drive. Throughout your journey, you'd be looking for places to refuel. You'd make this a priority because you realize how catastrophic your situation would be if you didn't. You would break down. And if you found yourself broken down and stuck in the middle of nowhere, what would you do then? So it is just as important to be looking for fuel stops for your mind each day. Make sure to plan ahead each day to positively refuel your mind. Can you carry a small book or something you like to read, like your journal, with you? Can you look at inspirational sayings? A positive poem, or even write your own affirmations? Is there someone you can call at a moment's notice who always makes you feel great? plan ahead. What will your next pit stop be? Keep looking for positives in your daily life and focus on them. Negative thoughts can happen. All you need to do is acknowledge it and delete it from your mind. Quickly replenish your energy. Bring yourself back up, being fully fueled and feeling wonderful. Replace a negative with a positive. In your language, in your thoughts, in your inner self-talk, in how you feel and how you think, in everything you do. You now understand how to keep yourself positive. You now take 100% responsibility for making your own life happy. You realize that no one else can make you feel anything unless you allow them. You have a choice whether to react in a positive or negative way. There's no need to react to something negative when you can simply change your direction. You are the driver of your own car. Your car is like your mind. And from now on, you will feed your mind only positive, uplifting thoughts. Protect your positive attitude from damage by steering clear of obstacles in your path. You may find it easier to avoid negative situations or negative people. You might find you are drawn to positive situations and positive people. Because from now on, you are a happy, positive, and fully charged person. You now see how easy it is to stay this way, and how great you feel now that you are in control of the direction you're going. Your subconscious accepts everything you put into it. Tell your subconscious exactly what you want, and it will do exactly as you suggest. Realize that you are continuously developing. You are constantly growing and becoming what you think about. Every suggestion given to your subconscious is acted upon. Feed your mind now with positive expectations and desires, so that you attract into your life exactly what you desire. Don't focus on negatives, only focus on the positives. You will now eliminate all self-defeating thoughts. You will never tell yourself that there is something you cannot do or achieve. You are good enough. You are smart enough. You are talented enough. You can accomplish every goal. You believe in your inner ability to accomplish anything. In fact, you're creating a whole new positive individual. An individual who loves life, who feeds themselves good, healthy food, who is mentally and emotionally on the upbeat, who refuses to be negative, discouraged, or depressed. You hold the key to every situation in your life. Because within you is the creative power to make anything possible. Stay in this positive state now and visualize what you want for the day or week ahead. Feed your subconscious images that you want to achieve. Anything is possible. Each time that you use this method for easy relaxation, you will relax more easily. You will relax more quickly. You will relax more deeply. Relaxation is a skill that you are easily developing with trance. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and then I'll say fully aware. At the count of 5, your eyes are open. You are fully aware, feeling calm, rested, refreshed, relaxed. All right. 1. Slowly, calmly, easily returning to your full awareness once again. 2. Each muscle and nerve in your body is loose and limp and relaxed, and you feel wonderfully good. 3. From head to toe, you're feeling perfect in every way. Physically perfect, mentally perfect, emotionally calm and serene. 4. Your eyes begin to feel sparkling clear and you're inhaling wakeful energy. On the next number count, eyelids are open, you're fully aware, feeling calm, rested, refreshed, relaxed, invigorated. In fact, you're full of energy. Number 5. You're fully aware now, eyelids are open, taking a good deep breath in. Fill up your lungs with wakeful energy, stretch out, and well done.